Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's Joe McGee. We're here today talking about a lot of interesting things. You know, one of the things I learned years ago is that a lot of people around us that are a lot smarter than you, and you need to ask more questions than you do telling stories. So, but one of the things was I learned, I keep my big family. My dad had 12 brothers and sisters, and so did my father-in-law. So it was great. You had your own built-in entertainment, people that were funny, people that were rude, people that were mean, people that were giving and loving. It was a zoo, and you realize something. There's no two families the same. You all have differences, but you learn from one another. Or if nothing else, you could just flat out entertain one another. And so one of the things you learn is being creative. Growing up in the country like we did, we didn't have McDonald's. We didn't have a Dairy Queen. We had nothing. We had a country store. You can go buy ice cream, and they had chocolate and vanilla, the only ice cream we had, Mr. Nicholson. I remember the day he got strawberry, threw the whole community into an uproar, so because he wouldn't mix it up. You couldn't get one dip of chocolate and one dip of strawberry. You had to get two dips, but they had to be the same flavor because he wouldn't mess up the scoop. And so, but we got very creative growing up in the country, you know. Learn to do fun things and fun dates, you know, because there was no downtown to go to. Just there was we had 750 people. We had one main street. The church was one end of the street, and the jail was on the other. And it was a nice little town. We had street lamps and concrete sidewalks, and we had one of everything: a bowling alley, a pool hall, a library, a company store, a drug store, a grocery store. We had one of everything, and so it was a neat little town. It was almost like growing up in Disney World. So what we had to do, we got to get creative. So we'd come up with a list of things. So one of the things I do when we do about four different kinds of major seminars, we do a marriage seminar that's very good, a parenting seminar, that's what we started with, a very creative parenting seminar. Then we do seminars on men and seminars on money, because you're going to need money, you know, and money's, you got to learn how to use it, because if you're not using your money, it's using you. And so you don't want to be a slave to your money. And so then we had to kind of just think about, well, what can we do? You know, and one of the things you found out when you get the men together, and they may be, the men may be very intelligent, very professional, very prosperous, but they lack creativity. Well, I don't know what to do with my wife. And so most marriages end up, the highest divorce rate among marriages in our country happens the year the last child leaves home. And why not? Well, kids aren't a kid anymore. They just left home. And so that's where the divorce rate goes right. People, why did they stay together? Just for the kids. Why did they fell out of love? And I tell people, you can't fall out of love. You can fall off in a ditch. You can fall off the couch or fall off your bed, but you don't fall out of love. Love's a choice. You make a choice, and you have to work at it. You know, people think, well, if I can just get married. No, getting married just opens the can. It ain't get anything out. It's going to be a lifetime adventure. Marriage is nothing more than two ignorant people growing up together. You're two different people from two different families with two different IQs, two different interests, two different talents and gifts. You're two becoming one, and you'll be working on that for the rest of your life. So what we did, we kind of put together a list of things that, you know, creative things you can do, you know, we're going to come up with. Well, things you can do with your spouse, fun things. And so one of the things we did, we'd have a wiener roast. Now, I had the advantage of living out in the country, and I had two fire pits. We had a lot of rocks. It's called Stone Bluff, so rocks everywhere. Hauled up a big circle of rocks in the yard and had about 2.5 acres. And so I didn't even own a lawnmower. It's just ravines and rocks and didn't hardly any grass at all. And so, but we built two fire pits and had lots of firewood because they had a lot of old oak trees that had fallen down. So we spent years just cutting them all up, stacking firewood. And so there'd be days, whether it's summertime or wintertime, we go out and just build a fire. We're going to do have a weenie roast. We're going to roast hot dogs. And people loved it. To this day, kids still, my adult kids, my grandkids still, we're going to do have a weenie roast. Oh, can we come? I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll supply all the hot dogs. You bring the bread and the other stuff, and I'll supply all the hot dogs. And I get those really nice, big, honking, all-beef hot dogs. They look like, man, they're giants, not those cheap things. And so, and Grandpa's got the big hot dogs. And so we got a stick, and of course, you know, sometimes you burn it. Sometimes it falls off the stick into the fire, and you have to get another one. So get twice as many as you think you're going to need. But what people do when they get around a fire roasting hot dogs, they'll talk, and they'll share stories. Things they like, things they don't like, things they're thinking about, things they're concerned about, things they're excited about. And they'll share. And it's a time for building memories. And so one of the greatest things you ever do, just if you don't have a pit, just get a grill. You can just get a regular grill and put a little chips of wood in the bottom of that thing and start your own fire and roast your own hot dogs around the grill out on your front porch. And so, but it makes a memory. Helps, you know, it's not that big. Buy some buns, some ketchup, mustard, some hot dogs. It's a simple thing. But, man, it makes for great, great memories. You know, when you're at work, you know, and everybody's working. We got two income families everywhere. Every now and then, you know, it'd be good just to text your spouse or call your spouse and say nothing other than, hey, what do you need? I just want to call and tell you I love you. What? Is there something wrong? No, I just want to call and tell you I love you. Is there a problem? No, no problem. I just want to call you and tell you I love you. And they'll think, what's happened to you? Are you guilty of something? Did you do something wrong? But if you get in the habit of doing it all the time, they'll think it's normal. What do you do? Well, I call my spouse, you know, at least try to do it once a day. Say, hey, I love you. Or I text, you know, I like to text Angel. And I text a heart, and I got a smiley face, all kinds of things that I'm loaded on my phone. So at least once a day, and sometimes we do a lot more than that, we'll text one another. And it might be a heart or just a smiley face or just says, hey, I love you. So glad you married me. And so learn how to be romantic. You can do things like that. You know, send flowers every now and then. Now, my first wife wasn't big on flowers because, again, we grew up in the country, and she was not a flower person. And every now and then I'd roses, you know, for an anniversary or whatever birthday. Joe, what a waste of money. You know, they're going to die anyhow. I said, yeah, but they're beautiful. And so I realized she didn't like it, but I would still do it. A couple times a year, I'd do flowers. And finally, after a few years, she'd smile. And she loved yellow roses, and I get yellow roses every now and then. She knew that was special. Joe, got the roses. Thank you. And so I don't care if you don't have to wait till everybody just stands and gives you an ovation, but they like it. If you're showing any kind of affection anyway, your spouse is going to like it. So do something small. Don't have to be big, but just do some little something. Invite your spouse to lunch every now and then. You know, I do that when I worked as an engineer. I did it when I worked as a minister. Hey, I'm going to bring you to lunch and just do something. It doesn't have to be special or expensive. It can be just a local pizza place, a local hot dog place. Hey, let's go out and have a bite to eat. It's not the food. It's the time together. It's not the food. It's the time together. So do something special and make a memory out of that. Make some popcorn or fudge at home. Man, I was great at this. We love to pop popcorn. Popcorn is the holy grail. I think people say, what's manna? It was popcorn. There probably wasn't, but I think of it. And so anytime you smell popcorn, you go to any movie theater in the world, you're going to smell popcorn. Why? Because, man, it just makes you feel good. Man, it's got buttery and greasy and oily, and it just tastes so good. And it sticks in between your teeth. You got to pick your teeth for an hour after you get through. But, man, you love eating popcorn. So every now and then, you know, we had a good popcorn popper, and then we got the fancy, we got the big air popper. And then every now and then we'd make fudge. Now my mom was great at this. Even after years after we were married, you go to the house and I'd bring the grandkids over. And what she'd do, she hit the door, hey, kids, come on here, we'll make some fudge. And so Grandma, she made an incredible fudge. She did it for a living. She knew how to make candy, and she knew how to bake stuff. And, man, they'd be in the kitchen for about an hour, hour and a half, come out with a big fudge. You know, you gain 5 pounds every time you go visit. But kids love just making fudge with Grandma, sort of making a memory. Put a love note somewhere where your spouse can find them. Now, I got real creative this one year. I did it for my kids. I stick a note in a lunchbox. I tell my wife, here, stick this in that lunch sack. And so it might be something simple. Hey, thinking about you. Love you, Dad. It'd just be on a little 3x5 card in their lunch bag or in their lunch pail. Every now and then, I leave something at home, you know. For about 3.5 years, I'd leave a note under the toilet seat lid every now and then. Then I'd raise the toilet seat lid, and I have a 3x5 card stuck in it. Hey, thinking about you, Dad. And so do something out of the ordinary. Do something that makes a memory. It doesn't have to be expensive. It'd be some little thing. Tell each other bedtime stories. Now, it's not bedtime stories, probably you think about it. We just tell stories sometimes. Hey, you getting ready to go to bed? Somebody share a story. And I just have to pick one person. And maybe, and of course, now I got where a couple of my kids were great storytellers. And so they dominate that. I said, well, let's let somebody else share. Who hadn't shared in a while? And I'd pick one of them and say, hey, share something. What you heard lately, what you read, maybe something in a class, something one of your friends said. And might be entertaining, might be educational, but it was always just interesting. And so everybody knew something. So you teach them how to ask questions. Go for a scenic drive. We do this usually every fall. I remember one time one of the worst fights we ever had was going for a scenic drive, which usually turned out really good. And so we got babysitters. It was fall. The leaves were changing. And we had two kids at the time. So we called the neighbors, hey, can you watch the kids for a couple hours? We're just going to go for a drive in the country and look at the fall colors. And so we got early in the morning. We already had breakfast. And so we're driving, just having a really good time, listening to some music on the radio. Leaves are beautiful, man. It was just a beautiful fall day. And all of a sudden, my wife said, hey, Joe, you want to stop and get a cup of coffee? Now, she wasn't a big coffee drinker, and I thought, huh. And I was driving. I said, no, I had plenty, though. Appreciate you asking. And so we're driving, you know, and I noticed about 30 minutes later, we're still driving through the country looking at stuff. She hadn't been saying anything. I said, you know, is anything wrong? Nope, nothing wrong at all. I said, well, something must be wrong. What are you mad about? And finally she said, you wouldn't stop and get me any coffee? I said, you didn't ask me. You asked if I wanted coffee. I don't want any coffee. You didn't say I would like coffee. And so as a man, I had to learn something. You need to ask wife questions every now and then, guys. Hey, what are you thinking? Would you like to go anywhere? Hey, can I take you anywhere? Can I do anything for you? You're going to get some great time in that savings account. If you start asking your wife, can I do something? You want to talk about something? You would like to go somewhere? Would you like to drive somewhere? Offer to do something. Don't make them pull a nail out of an oak board. So a scenic drive can turn out to be a fun time. Plan a trip to the beach. Now, we don't have any beaches in Oklahoma, but we do have lakes. And so we'll just plan a day at the lake. What are we going to do? Well, we might go there just for 3 or 4 hours and might take sandwiches, might not. Might just go got our bathing suits and our floats, and we're going down here to the lake. What are we going to do? Just float in the water. And every time we do, every time you think, man, this is a great idea. How come we don't do this more often? Because you get so busy, you don't think about things like that. You need to think every now and be creative, think about something else to do. Spend the day in the city. Now, I'm not a fan of this, but I do it. And so we've traveled for years, the last 26, 27 years. And so we've got to see America, and it's an incredible place. And so one of my wife's favorite places to go is New York City. Now, I love traveling. I love what I see. But I've seen it one time, and I don't want to go back. I like living in the country. I like it where I don't see my neighbor. I like space, and I don't like New York City. But my wife loves it. And so I mean, every time we go, she said, Joe, let's go drive down the city. I said, well, let's just go, sugar. And I smile, and she knows that I really don't like it, but I want to do what she likes. I love you, and if you love New York, let's just go get in the middle of it. We go downtown, we'd walk the streets, and it's packed like a sardine can, and it's busy, and you walk for miles and miles, it seems like. And so, but she likes to. So I thought, listen, how many times do I do this year? Once. Well, I think once a year, you go into the city, take a drive, see something, go to a movie, go to a play, make it special. You don't gripe, complain. You got too many husbands and wives griping every time their wife wants to do something or their husband wants to. Well, okay, fine. No, you just shot your foot off right there. That's not gonna get you any candy in the pantry right there. Surprise somebody with a dinner reservation. Boy, this always goes good. I remember I took my wife one time out and a new Italian restaurant opened up in town. And this is when we had six kids. And I got a babysitter and I took her in. And man, it turned out to be so good. Because it wasn't anything special. It's not the anniversary. It's not a birthday. Just like, hey, let's go to dinner. I got a babysitter coming tonight. Let's go to dinner. Oh, okay. And we just got dressed and went into this really nice restaurant. And man, what it does, it opens up opportunities for you to talk to one another. So we shared, you know, I've always wanted to come here. I've always wondered what this is like, and this is really good. Well, man, I felt like I'd hit a home run. Now, I tell you this all the time. You know, if you're in the Baseball Hall of Fame, most all people in the Baseball Hall of Fame batted usually around 300, 333. You know, if you're batting 333, they're going to put you in the Hall of Fame. If you can bat 333, you're going to the Hall of Fame. How'd you get in the Hall of Fame? I batted 333. What does that mean? You struck out two-thirds of the time. And so you're not going to hit a home run every time you go to the plate. It's not going to be a winner every time you do something. You're going to take your spouse sometime, someplace, and they didn't like it. Well, that's just smile, made a memory. This didn't work out, so we won't come back here. But do something. Don't sit around and do nothing. Spend a night in a motel every now and then. I remember one time when I traveled, been about 10 years ago. I'd been traveling. Usually our seminars are 2 days, 3 days. And so I traveled my whole life. Even as an engineer, I travel. And so my wife picked me up at the airport. We're going home. She had to get a babysitter to come to the airport and get me. So we live about 30 miles from the airport. So she picks me up, and we're coming down. And so I pulled into the brand new, they just built a brand new Hampton Inn about halfway home. I pulled in, and she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I got us a room." "A what?" I said, "I got us a room." "We don't need a room. We got a place at the house. Come on. I got kids. Got a babysitter." "No, we'll be there in a little bit. Let's go in here." And she complained almost the whole time. And so I tell people, we went in, went up to, had a nice room. I'd ordered some flowers in the room. It had already been delivered. And I knew the guy that ran the motel. He went to church where I go to church. So we go up to the room, and I said, and of course it's daylight. I said, "Honey, I'm not going to touch it. I just want to get you nice, just so you relax a little bit, get some flowers." And we lay down on the bed. We didn't even turn the bed covers down. We did not get undressed. We just laid down on the bed, and we're going to talk. "Joe, what a waste of money." "No, it's not. I love you. This ain't a waste of money. Let's have some time together. I'm looking forward to seeing my kids, but not right now. I married you. I didn't marry them. I want to talk to you." And so we were just looking at each other laying on the bed, and we talked. I said, "Well, how's this kid doing? How's this kid doing? How's things going with this? How's things going with school?" And every time I'd ask a question, she'd talk for at least 5 minutes. And so we talked, I don't know, maybe 40 minutes. All of a sudden, we fell asleep. And so we woke up an hour later. The sun had already gone down. The curtains are still open. We're up on the third floor of this hotel. And we opened our eyes at the same time. And so we're just laying there next to one another. And I opened my eyes, she opened her eyes. And she said, "Man, that was nice." And yeah, that was great. And so we came downstairs. We left. We went home. And people said, "What was it like?" It was incredible. No hugging or kissing, no sex, nope. Just laid down on the bed, but had some time together. You got to do. You don't have to spend a fortune, but just have some time together and do something with one another. Play a favorite board game. Man, I was always great. I loved all kinds of board games because we grew up in the country and we had them all. We learned how to play checkers and chess and Monopoly. Monopoly was the big thing that dominated everything. And so we played Monopoly. We wore that thing out, man. We had to tape up cards and all kinds of stuff. But have a board game. Spend an afternoon hiking somewhere. I remember one day we were going to Bible school, and we lived in this packed neighborhood. And so I told my wife, "Let's go for a walk." "So where are we going?" "We're just going to walk around the house." "Where?" "Outside." "We just circled the house." I bet we circled it 20 times. "Just walking real slow. Where are you going?" And I'm sure the neighbors thought we were nuts. "What are they doing?" "Just walking around the house." And so while we did that, we were telling stories about how they walked around the walls of Jericho once a day for 6 days, seven times on the seventh day, and the walls fell down. That there was victory in walking around the walls of Jericho. And so we told more stuff than encouraged one another. That day, "What are you doing?" "Just walking around the house. Just going for a walk." "You going down the road?" "No, we got little kids. We can't do that, but we're just walking around the house." And they'd be there on the front porch every time we walked by. "Hi," and you'd wave. You know, about 30 seconds, you'd see me. "Hi," and they'd wave back. And they thought it was the neatest thing. We just made a memory. Play a game, a racquetball game, tennis game. I remember we bought tennis rackets one time. Horrible tennis players. But, man, did we have fun. Oh, my goodness. We lost more tennis balls. We played golf. I lost more golf balls. I got to where I could find more golf balls than I lost myself because I realized once you get off in the woods, some people were afraid of snakes. You know, we had a lot of people that come over that weren't from our state. They're afraid of copperheads and rattlesnakes and might be something poisonous out there. Well, man, that's where the good golf balls are. And so if you just get some high boots and gloves and just take – next time you play a round of 18 holes, take a walk out in the woods sometime. You're going to find a whole lot of golf balls because most people are afraid to go. You know, go out for breakfast. Now, we still do this. Ainge and I, we still do this on a real regular basis, you know, at least a couple times a week, you know, because breakfast is probably the most inexpensive meal you can get. So we go out for breakfast and just talk. And first we'll sit down, and what are you doing? Well, we're ordering. And then we're looking at our cell phones. And Ainge's real big on her cell phone. She's really good with it. So we look at the cell phone, and all of a sudden we look at each other, and we start telling stories. And every time, it's a great time. So do something together. Just do something extra and build a relationship. And you can get to do this. And what I want to be 95 one day, and I want my wife to look at me and smile. And I want to hear my wife say, "I'm glad I married you." Why? Life was an adventure. Make an adventure, guys. God bless. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.